Now, we're a nation of beauty embracers, redefining what it means to be beautiful and confident. Now, that's according to new research into the options of Generation X women, which is revealed inner confidence, honesty, and being there for others tend to define beauty more than the superficial. Now, just how are Generation X women redefining beauty, and how can they achieve true confidence? Well, I'm joined now by Jo Emerson, who's a confidence coach, and also by Claire O'Connor, who's a scientific skincare advisor. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
First of all, for the younger listeners and all that, what defines Generation X?
Generation X are women from age 39 to 53, so kind of midlifers, I guess.
And according to the research, they have been feeling a bit left out of late.
Yes, I think maybe left out of this kind of standardised beauty ideal that's pumped out by the media at large, you know, kind of young, thin, blonde, pert breasts, etc., etc. And of course, you know, as we age, you know, those things change. So I think this research by Number 7 it has been amazing that, you know, women in the middle of their lives, you know, and I'm a Gen X woman, you know, we get to a point where we've actually realised that we need to redefine beauty. Because actually, beauty is about being kind, being honest, you know, being happy, being able to laugh at yourself, being there for other people, you know, and, you know, and we make the best of who we are with our makeup choices and our clothing choices. But it's not about one size fits all.
So tell us a little bit about some of the pointers then of how to achieve confidence and make this part of your beauty.
So I've been a confidence coach for the last 8 years, and really I help people to kind of untangle the knots in their heads, things they're believing, negative narratives they're believing about their lives, about their past, about how the future might look. And they're often very fear-based assumptions they're making about life. And if you can sort of help people to, when I help people to identify that very critical negative voice in their heads and start plugging them into something a bit kinder, a bit wiser, then they can start to kind of drill down into who they really are and living life a little more on their terms rather than in terms defined to them by maybe our society. And then that would feed into the kind of beauty stuff that, you know, Claire, you can probably talk more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, Gen X women kind of understand what they need to do to look good and to feel their best. And that's really important to give you that inner confidence, is that you feel that you're at your best. And they most likely, I'm a Gen X woman myself, I mean, most likely to sort of try something at home, you know, try some targeted skincare at home over going to a clinic and having some invasive treatment. And we, you know, we're really here to offer help and advice for other Gen X women in looking good so that you can embrace your beauty, really redefine what it means to be beautiful and be the best you can be when you step outside the door.
They used to say beauty is only skin deep, but beauty is much more than that, isn't it?
It's inner and outer beauty, you know, and actually this research that Number 7 did is really interesting for that, because it was sort of saying that 8 out of 10 women think it's important to be considered a beautiful person on the inside as well as the outside. You know, and that's an amazing stat.
Jo, though, I think some of the ladies who are sitting listening to us chat right now will be dealing with sight loss, and perhaps they've been fine up until now, but now they're having to deal with the confidence of going out when they can't appreciate how they look, and yet they still want to look their best. This can really knock confidence.
Oh, completely. And, you know, any major life change will often involve a loss of confidence temporarily. And, you know, I've not been through sight loss myself, so, you know, I don't know what that's like. But I do know, kind of having been through divorce and having had a breast cancer scare myself 10 years ago and having to have had surgery and stuff, that, you know, there was a real redefining of who I was as this new single person, you know, kind of a cancer survivor, if you like, single parent, etc. You know, and in really, that, you know, that was about, for me, drilling down into who I really was. I also know that in Boots, you know, you can go and have kind of makeup classes. There are makeup advisors there who will kind of help people of kind of from all walks of life kind of, you know, find the right products for them and help with application.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the skincare advice. So, you know, really helping people build that confidence by giving them the right advice about what to use. Because, you know, people might be worried about losing their confidence, feeling like their skin's maybe not as firm as it used to be, or their complexion's not as clear as it used to be. So getting on in there and talking to some of the beauty advisors can really help and really boost that confidence, because they're there to see you as an individual.
Because I'm a bloke, and so I don't know much about makeup. But, you know, I would imagine as you lose your sight, things are going to be more about texture and feel when you're applying makeup. And is there advice available at Boots for learning perhaps new skills of how to apply makeup?
Yes, of course. Again, go and see the beauty advisor. They can advise you on what kind of textures, how to apply it, how much to apply, where to apply it, what it should feel like. And that can obviously help if you're visually impaired, because if it's done by feel and touch, you know, so much the better. It's great. And a lot of the skincare products have really got lots of sensory benefits. So they feel very nice to apply, and that can really help you feel good inside, because it's, you know, self-care can really give you a boost.
And taking it back to men, Joe, how can we help when perhaps a woman's going through sight loss, a lack of confidence, some kind of crisis like that? How can we help where we don't add to the pressure?
Oh, what a lovely question. Just shows what a good egg you are for even asking that question. I'm just thinking about, you know, what would happen if I lost my sight and how my partner would be with me. And you know what? I think I would want him to learn how to apply my makeup for me, so that he could do it for me every day. And I know he'd do that. And you know what? He tells me every day how gorgeous he thinks I am, whether I look like I've just, you know, come through the back of a hedge, you know, with my hair everywhere, or if I've just stepped off a bike after doing a massive cycle ride, or, you know, whether I'm actually dressed up ready for us to go out. And I think, you know, just having that person there, you know, telling you that you are a wonderful person, you know, whether, you know, regardless of how you look, is really important. But I absolutely would teach him how to apply my makeup and get him to do it for me.
Now you're taking advantage.
No, I'm not. I'd do the same for him, obviously.
My best friend, Jill, she's totally blind and she does her own makeup. But obviously there's a learning curve. And, you know, so what you're saying there is could bridge that gap while somebody's learning to
That's
get more
amazing.
Confident with that kind
I
of
mean,
thing.
Firstly, she sounds amazing for applying her own makeup when she can't see what's going on her face. I think that's absolutely incredible. But yes, to know, well, at least to have someone there who's honestly going to say to you, you've got, you know, there's more mascara on that eye than the other eye, or, you know, your blush is, you know, a little bit vivid today. You know, someone who can actually be a sounding board for you while you're learning to get that right must be amazing.
Sometimes you ask me to check it, and I tell you what, that's not always the best idea.
I think, as a woman, let me tell you right now, I'd rather you tell me before I go out and see the world.
So, Claire, just before we go, somebody might be listening just now and thinking, I don't know how to do this. I'm embarrassed about this. Would you phone ahead to one of the department stores, one to Boots or something like that, and ask about getting some help with applying makeup?
Absolutely. You can make an appointment with a number 7 advisor, and they can give you a makeover to suit your personal needs. So that, you know, that's a really great thing to do.
And I reckon you should take a friend along with you, or a partner. You know, if you are suffering with, you know, sight loss, you know, take someone along with you who can kind of learn from the advisor from that angle as well, and help you practice at home.
Some fantastic advice there. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, Joe Emerson and Claire O'Connor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having
us.